Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you today for Lesson 269, My Sight Goes Forth to Look Upon Christ's Face. I'm joined today with my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're so excited that you're here with us. We do appreciate you being our mighty companion. And being a part of our lives and being a part of the energy that's building around this truth that's changing lives everywhere. And we're very grateful for you. Let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. My sight goes forth to look upon Christ's face.
I ask your blessing on my sight today. It is the means which you have chosen to become the way to show me my mistakes and look beyond them. It has given me to find a new perspective through the guide you gave to me and through his lessons to surpass perception and return to truth. I ask for the illusion which transcends all those I made. Today, I choose to see a world forgiven in which everyone shows me the face of Christ and teaches me that what I look upon belongs to me, that nothing is except your Holy Son.
Today, our sight is blessed indeed. We share one vision as we look upon the face of him whose self is ours. We are one because of him who is the Son of God, of him who is our own identity. My sight goes forth to look upon Christ's face. And so it is. Let's take another brief moment of silence. So in this lesson, Jesus talks about the guide. The guide is the capital G guide. And we're saying, it's given to me a new perception through the guide you gave to me and through his lessons to surpass perception and return to truth. That guide, of course, is referring to the Holy Spirit. But as A Course in Miracles teaches us, it's nothing more than your right mind. It is your true self. It is yourself. You are your own guide. But it's not the ego which has been trying to manipulate that narrative that it is your guide for millennia. All of your incarnations, we've been led through each existence, each life in 3D form, believing in the laws of the world, the law of fear and the law of guilt, misperceptions, illusions, distractions. I ask for the illusion which transcends all things I made. I ask for the illusion which transcends all things I made. That illusion is the corrected perception. We're still in perception as long as we're in form, as long as we are human, if you will, in this 3D experience, we can have and have had and followed the perception of the ego. But when we join with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, when we join with that guide, capital G guide, then our perception is corrected. It's still, however, an illusion. But it is a corrected illusion. Today, I choose to see a world forgiven in which everyone shows me the face of Christ. In other words, we see love, we see innocence, we see the perfect creation of God, the perfect innocent child of Christ in every one of our brothers and sisters. And that teaches me what I look upon belongs to me, because we all belong to each other. God created us in relationship. You cannot be outside the relationship you have with your brothers and sisters, with all that is, with God. That nothing is except your holy child. So today our sight is blessed indeed.
I just sense such a gentleness in this lesson, such a gentle, loving, kind explanation and guidance. And I feel so much love and gratitude for this lesson. It, as one who was raised in a religion in which sin was really made real and punished, and was a mark upon the soul of the sinner. So imagine if you were raised in that kind of upbringing, the residue that may have had in your experience. And even though being a student of this teaching for some time now, I know that, God guarantees my sinlessness. I know that, that is not my identity, the idea of sin. And here, imagining God, God the Father, same God the Father that would require his son to be crucified and die and suffer, so we've been told, this God, this presence, this creator, this all that is just so benevolent, so kind. And it's also the voice of the Son, the Holy Spirit, and of Jesus that is saying to you, I've given you sight, not to hurt you, not to harm you, but to help you to see beyond, the mistakes, not the sins, the mistakes, so that I may see beyond them to find a new perception. There's just such grace and gentleness in this, and that through his lessons, to surpass the perception and return to truth. It is just kind and loving and really just merely requires our willingness and our choice to see a world forgiven, to give up the idea that it's real, that I'm right about it, the separated self is right about it. It's that the only thing, that there is only the Holy Son. So there's no person against me, there's no person against you, that there aren't sides, that underneath all of that, with this new perception, still an illusion, but the corrected perception, to see again that our sight is blessed indeed. As a spiritual practitioner and minister, our whole pathway is to judge not according to appearances, to look beyond the appearances and conditions of the world, and to see beneath and beyond that to this, the Christitness, the holiness, the perfection, and that is what this guidance is showing us, the face of Christ, and that's my face, and that's your face. So when you see me, I see you, the reflection of God, that this is our identity. So I'm very grateful for my sight goes forth to look upon Christ's face, not the sight of the ego, not the sight of the separated self or the personality, but that inner guidance, which is my divine right mind, is in me, is activated, and I walk forth this day, not beseeching, but simply choosing that as my sight, and allowing it to be my sight, It's something that I have to choose. And as I choose it, so it is. And I'm grateful. Grateful for the message.
Me too. My sight goes forth to look upon Christ's face. So in each moment today, with each opportunity to meet with a brother and sister, let's hold this thought, this energy, this truth at the top of mind. And let's see each one of our brothers and sisters, not from the past, not from the ideas that the ego would have about who and what they are. None of that. We turn within first and ask, what is the truth about this brother? What is the truth about this sister? And allow that voice, the guide, the capital G guide, which is your true capital I identity, to share that vision, Christ mind, the vision of truth, with you this day. And it will happen. It is happening. Stay the course. We love you. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send